Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! That's right. Today we got an exciting show for you, and we dishing you all the latest in celebrity and entertainment news. But first, we got to slide on over to the West Coast and see what's cracking with Heidi and Frank and Chewy. Is Dax Shepard afraid of his wife, Kristen Bell? Damn. Also, you'll never believe who diva in training Blue Ivy has on her staff. And my man crush, honey, Jason Momoa, he teaches his kids how to swing an axe. Also, Andrew Freund is down with David Spade and the cast from the new Netflix film, The Wrong Missy.
To the best weekend ever.
But first, Headcrack, what you got up over there?
Okay, well, y'all know the saying, all money ain't good money, and that clearly appears to be the case in the situation with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, 6ix9ine attempted to donate $200,000 to the No Kid Hungry campaign, but they declined. Well, it was a nice gesture, but they was like, no, fam. They declined his offer because they didn't want his dirty money. Now, organization released a statement and said, we are grateful for Mr. Hernandez's generous offer to donate to No Kid Hungry, but we have informed his representatives that we have declined his donation. Wow. As a child focused campaign, it is our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values. Now, of course, Tekashi being like one of the biggest trolls on the internet, he was in his feelings, and he talked about the donation being curved, and he said that the organization would rather take food out the mouth of innocent children. Wow. Now, Brad, do you think he was really trying to, you know, amend for his bad ways in the past, or he was really trying to help people?
I mean, I think he was really trying to help people, but you have to think about an organization like this. They don't want to be affiliated with someone like that who has such a bad reputation right now. And I mean, who wants to be affiliated with a snitch? It's kind of hard to come back from that.
My thing is, Tekashi could have gave that to his damn cousin and gave that to them and told them to give it to the organization, and it would have still been good.
When the organization's called No Kid Hungry, it's about feeding kids. I don't care where the money comes from. I'll put peanut butter on the money and feed it to the kids.
No, so you mean to tell me you'll take, like, New Jack City drug money to fund an organization for kids?
Yes, I will. This park was built. Cocaine built this park.
That tells us a lot about your character, Frank. You don't give a damn where the money come from.
Maybe, all these computers been provided by crack.
Blue Ivy Carter is a diva, y'all. I think we already knew this with her being the daughter of the Queen Bee, honey. But there is a clip circulating around the internet of the 8-year-old dancing to her mother's song, Mood for Life, honey. And look at it. Ooh, she's just doing some type of little dance, honey. Now, the song is from Beyonce's Making the Gift documentary, and it has definitely gone viral. But that's not the only thing that people are talking about. Guess who posted the video, y'all?
Who?
It was Blue Ivy's personal stylist, baby. And don't get it twisted, Gary. That's right.
What?
Yes, the confident little star in the making has her very own personal stylist. His name is Manuel Mendez. He's been styling her since she was 6 years old. He used to be Beyonce's personal assistant, and now he is draping and got the little girl dripped out. out in $3,000 Valentino bags and also wearing $6,000 dresses, honey.
I think it's just blatantly ridiculous. First of all, Damon, she need to be, they need to show us showing her in school, honey, on a computer or something. But y'all, I mean, dressing and carrying on like that, that's not cute at all. Y'all 6 years old, honey, and got a stylist. And I haven't seen a $3,000 or $6,000 dress yet that Lil Blue Ivy wore or a purse, but nevertheless, that's good for her, honey. So, Portia, right. Does PJ have a stylist?
And you know, nothing less for my baby PJ. Her stylist is none other than Amazon. Got that right.
All right, you guys, now we might have, and the real reason, reality star Kristen Cavallari and former NFL player Jay Cutler are calling it quits after 10 years. This is pretty juicy, so settle in. Now, the rumor had been that Kristen was divorcing Jay because he got lazy after ending his 12-year NFL career.
He's lazy as an NFL player.
Right.
He's a human sloth.
That's not true. That's not why she left him. She's divorcing him because of his jerkish ways. Now, it's being reported that she just couldn't deal with his rude and dismissive behavior towards her, not only her family and her friends, but also his fans that would see them out in public.
You don't mess with the three Fs.
A source said, God help the fans who wanted a selfie or to say hi in a restaurant. He'd quickly shoo them away or roll his eyes to their face as they'd ask for a photograph. Kristen is smart and knows how important her fans are. She values their support and is beyond grateful for them. Jay simply had no time or tolerance for them, and this would embarrass her. I completely understand that because she understands that, you know, it's your fans are everything. Without fans, you don't have a career.
That's true. Right? That's true.
No, somebody runs up to you. It's like you want them to leave that experience with you going, oh my God, she was so nice. Right. She took a picture. That was so cool. And then that spreads. And then
it creates more fans.
But you're not supposed to have a bad day. You're supposed to smile at your fans and greet them, honey, and tell them how lovely they are and take pictures. And you should never walk away from your fans.
And you can do that sometimes, Gary, but you don't take your medicine sometimes and you cuss all of our asses out. So don't give me that.
Now, I know firsthand there's nothing worse than getting into trouble with your wife. Well, Dax Shepard hasn't exactly been making the best decisions during this whole quarantine. See, last month, he had a pretty scary accident when he decided to go on an essential off-roading trip in the mountains with a friend, okay?
Okay.
Well, he flipped his truck, and he crushed every single bone in his hand.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of bones
in there. A lot of bones, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he's okay, though. But during an appearance on Ellen DeGeneres' show, Kristen Bell said she had no idea he had injured himself until he got home. And the reason why, it's pretty funny. Take a look.
Husband in quarantine goes off-roading. He crushes his hand.
Yeah.
He calls you.
First of all, he didn't call me, okay? He drove home.
Oh.
Like this. Or it was his left hand. Like this. Oh. And the first thing he said when he walked in the door was, I just don't want to be in trouble. Which is, like, crazy because I don't, like, he's never in trouble with me. I mean, I'll let you know if I'm, like, disappointed in your actions, but, like, I'm an adult, and he's an adult. I can't get him in trouble.
Did Dax do the right thing by waiting until he got home to show and tell Kristen about his hand?
Of course.
Yeah.
If he'd have told her over the phone, she would have freaked out, and she'd have been getting ready what she was going to do to him when he got there. But when he got there and told her, she couldn't react that fast. It was perfect.
But here's the thing. I mean, they probably had a discussion before he went on the trip, and she didn't want him to go. It's quarantine.
Be careful.
This is not essential.
Yeah. Right.
And then he messes up. So he talks about getting in trouble. He didn't want the I told you show.
I told you so.
It's not about being in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's why you do it at the hospital, Frank. Maybe if you get home, she can yell at you. But at the hospital, all of a sudden, she sees you as, like, vulnerable. And it's like, babe. But if you come home, it's like, what the hell did you do? I told you I didn't want you to go on that damn trip.
I'm surprised you didn't have that castmate with one finger up.
Jason Momoa sure knows how to live life on the edge, honey, while thirst trapping. We'll show you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. We all know Jason Momoa is hot, sexy, all of that. And this would be a thirst trap if he wasn't so daggone funny. Now, he posted this video of him teaching his son how to throw tomahawk axes without looking. Check it out.
Wow. It's not essential to look, Wolfie. You just have to be able to aim Let it go. There we go, Warden. Just make sure no one's walking in the way. You know what I'm saying, Wolf? Yeah, grouping. Good grouping. Bah!
Oh, wow.
Talented.
Wow. Coolest dad ever, bro.
Wow. Brett, so what do you think? Now, have you ever done this before, or would you like to have Jason Momoa teach you?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jason Momoa can throw an axe in my tree bark any day.
Seriously.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, hit it right in the middle.
Yes.
Frank and I have done that. We've gone axe throwing.
Yeah.
It's way harder than it looks. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, that's some definite skills.
It's hard. Right, yeah. Did any of y'all at least hit the target at all?
Oh, yeah, I won. I won the competition.
Oh, he did. Frank was actually pretty good. I got better. I mean, it was tough in the beginning, and there was a definite learning curve.
I would have given Heidi tips, but she didn't axe me.
Okay, America Ferrera recently became a mom for the second time, y'all. But on Dax Shepard's Armchair Podcast, she remembered a not-so-happy feeling when she won her Emmy for Ugly Betty back in 2007. When she was just 23, she was just 23 years old, y'all, when that happened. Check this out.
The only thing I remember about being on that stage accepting that Emmy was the feeling that no one in the room thought I deserved it. And that's a shame.
What were you thinking they were thinking?
She doesn't really deserve that. What is she really doing in that role? That role is not interesting enough. You know, all of the bull.
Wow.
Yo, Heidi, do you think, you know, America being that age and being so young contributed to her feeling like that?
Well, you know, it's so weird because I moved to Los Angeles when I was 23. Right. And I was so, you know, when you're a certain age, I think I'm the opposite. Because when I was moving out here, I was like, oh, get ready, Los Angeles. The next Julia Roberts in town, get out my way. I had like a weird confidence. Like, I think it would be the other way. Now I'd be like, geez, I hope I'm the right one for the job.
Right.
When you're 23, it's almost like you have a dumb self-confidence.
Really? You've been in L.A. for 50 years?
Yo, what about you, Brad? You started off very young, Brad. Are there any moments that you wish you would have enjoyed a little bit more?
Oh, man, yeah. I probably started out when I was like 18 or 19, and I've been to Paris, Italy, Milan. But, I was just doing shows, I didn't get to really take in, like, where I was. So now that I'm older and I can appreciate things, well, I'm like, damn, I didn't go to X, Y, and Z. I should have went to see the Louvre and all these things that I appreciate more now. So absolutely, you don't really pay attention to it because you're moving so fast. And it's like, oh, my God, is this really happening? And you miss out on it.
Well, all right, y'all. Well, May is Mental Health Month, and this week is National Substance Abuse Prevention Week. So we wanted to tell you about this powerful documentary that just came out. It's called Hope Village. It's about Lucy Hall, the founder of Mary Hall Freedom House, located right here in Georgia, and one of the nation's most successful women's addiction treatment facilities. Now, in Hope Village, Lucy Hall shares her inspiring story to combat generational addiction. Now, it's available on DVD and digitally from platforms including Amazon, so make sure you check it out, and if you're struggling out there, please ask for help.
Yes.
That's right. And up next, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with David Spade and the entire cast of the Netflix movie, The Wrong Missy. Don't go away.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am joined by two comedic titans. Can I call you guys comedic titans?
Sure. David's a Titanic, but.
First, I gotta say, how is quarantine life treating you? Are you living like the big stars that you are?
Obviously, Nick looks horrible. He's had some problems in quarantine. He shaved his head with a toenail clipper and he slipped off his couch earlier.
Yeah, I don't play by rules, Andrew, in quarantine. I cut my own hair. I don't have a pool. I'm not like one of these Hollywood celebs that have like a roller coaster that takes him to the bathroom. I'm just chilling in my condo.
No, but Spade's got the roller coaster that takes him to the bathroom.
Yeah, he does, right to the toilet.
Like, takes me over to Jennifer Aniston's house. I come back. Hey, where's Nick? Oh, we forgot him again.
I want to know who's doing it right, who's doing quarantine right, and who's doing it wrong in the world of celebrity.
First of all, I didn't even know celebrities could get it. When I have my mask on, they don't know who I am, so I'm treated like a normal person, which is horrible.
But I don't recognize that hair.
Your hair is iconic, like in this film.
I know, I look like Joe. Who do I look like? Hang on, I had a
look like a roadie for a Bon Jovi cover band.
That's not what I was thinking. Bob Costas.
Okay, Lauren, can we just first talk about how hilarious you are in this movie?
Hey, I'd love to talk about that. Thanks.
I could not stop laughing, like, some of the things that you do. I'm like, how do you keep a straight face?
It was hard to keep a straight face with the people I was working with because everyone's so funny. I mean, Nick Swardson and David Spade alone are just two hilarious guys. Every single scene was really a challenge for all of us to not break because I'm saying some of the craziest things anyone could possibly be saying.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the power to quarantine with any male celebrity on the planet.
Okay, my first instinct is Donald Gleason. He's like my crush. I think he's like adorable and fun and a great actor and just so funny. And I guess what we'll be doing is probably hanging out and watching TV because I'm married.
Oh, well, okay, all right. Although maybe he's part of the marriage. Maybe you could bring him it like in the film.
That's true, that's true. Maybe there's a threesome in my future, who knows?
Okay, Molly, obviously in this film, there's a level of someone being mistaken for someone else. So in your own life, have you ever personally benefited from someone thinking you were somebody else?
Yes, someone, and I did not correct them because I was a huge fan and I grew up with Princess Bride with Robin Wright. And they're like, oh my God. And I realized at the, you know, halfway through that they thought I was Robin Wright. And I just kept going with it.
Yeah, you have embraced TikTok. I have been watching, Molly Sims, your TikToks. So I want to know, what do you love about TikTok? What was your favorite one to shoot?
The one that got me going, Andrew, was the one with the wine, where I'm pouring it in the thing. And literally, because my kids can never get out a full sentence, they always like, mom, you know, and literally, like, I don't know. For some reason, it hit me.
Hey, we've all been there, Molly. Trust me. I don't even have kids. I'm pouring wine like that, so it doesn't really matter. You know, come on. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Molly, so much. I thought the movie was so funny.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Oh, welcome! Woo!
That's right, y'all. This next story hits home for me, okay? There's an entrepreneur by the name of Jay Mazzini who is blessing people in the streets of New York and New Jersey. I mean, Jay has been handing out $10,000 to random families and essential workers. Let's take a look at him helping this single mom in the Bronx. Check it out.
$10,000 is for me?
You lying.
That's for you.
You lying.
That's for you.
You swear to God.
I swear to God.
Oh, man.
I'm serious.
You don't even know. It's not a prank.
It's not a prank.
Like, y'all, I don't want to cry because I'm in the shelter and everything.
Oh, Lord,
yo,
God bless
son,
you.
Yo, son, God bless you, yo.
God bless you.
Yo, I wish I could give y'all a hug and something, yo.
It's all
is
love.
Not, a, yo, you I'm, dead ass right now, son?
I'm so
sorry. Oh, man. He is so awesome. Nice. He is so awesome. I love to see people giving back. I know that a lot of people in the comments are always like, if you're going to give, you don't have to post it. But I feel like it's a beautiful thing to lead by example.
Now, Chewy, Jay has been getting a little backlash about recording a good act and posting it. I mean, how do you feel about that? Shouldn't people know when you're doing a good deed?
You know, it was beautiful what he did, and I appreciate what he's doing for this beautiful, beautiful woman. And this money's gonna help her a lot, yo.
Absolutely.
$10,000. $10,000? Come on now.
So I was feeling like that lady. She felt very liberal, but the only thing, but she was kind of upsetting me a little bit. Cause damn it, if he gave you the money and you had the money in your hand, talking about stop joking me, stop. Take your butt and run. Run with the damn money if you was that concerned. Run.
Right.
And then you got the money.
Take the money and start playing Catch Me If You Can. I know that's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.